Welcome now to the midday for a Thursday. I'm Norman Gilliland. Happy to be back in our Buck studio, which means live music for a midday, and we'll have a fair amount of it for the first half of this hour. And welcome to my guests now. They are pianist Jeffrey Sykes and cellist Ken Olson. And Jeffrey Sykes, long-time fixture around here, especially at this time of year with the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society.
Yes, I've been the artistic director, co-director with my friend Stephanie Jutt since 1992. So
wow.
This is our 34th season.
And I could ask you for some highlights, but we don't have time. But I'm sure there are some memories that stand out. And of course, there was that Danube cruise that we took together back in...
That was really fun.
2016,
yes
with
so.
You and Stephanie and WPR auspices.
Let's do it again.
Okay, let's see what we can do. And in the meantime, there is a summer phenomenon known as the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society performing in the vicinity of Madison, but
absolutely
out and about. So what's going on this summer?
Well, this 34th season is called Fire from Heaven, and we have 3 weeks of concerts that we'll be doing here in Madison at the Hamel Music Center.
A wonderful facility
in the Collins Recital Hall. And this coming weekend, June 6, 7, and 8. The following weekend, June 13, 14, 15. And the final weekend is June 20, 21, and 22. And we've got a tremendous variety of music and artists coming in from all over, playing some fantastic things. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a great time.
And before we forget, how would I find out about all of these concerts in a way that I can actually see them?
I would go to our website, Bachdancing.org.
Bachdancing.org?
Bachdancing.org.
Okay. Keeping it simple there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll have... pieces represented, I presume, from those concerts that we'll be hearing today?
Absolutely. So this Friday, every Friday, we have a little series we've created within our festival that we call the Incendiary Artist Spotlight. Okay?
Okay.
And it does not mean that we, that things are going up in flames, but it means we have some hot soloist who comes in, somebody who's a fixture with Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society, somebody who's familiar and really loved by our audiences. And this year, we have the fantastic cellist Ken Olson from Chicago. He's played with us many times over the years, and we're thrilled to feature him in a short recital plus an interview, kind of like the interviews that we do here on NPR. And Stephanie Jutt and I will chat with Ken about his musical life and about other things in his life, and we'll intersperse that with different pieces of music. And so today, we're going to play some of the selections from that program.
Well, let's see if we can get a little argument going here, because these cello piano sonatas of Beethoven, are they cello sonatas with piano? Are they piano sonatas with cello? Who's really, in the lead here?
Well, do you want to say something?
Beethoven wrote these five amazing works, these five sonatas, and his labeling was that they are sonatas for piano and violoncello. And the movement from the third sonata we're going to perform, I think the third sonata is one of the more exceptional ones in the sense that the cello part is more equally difficult along with the piano part. and for some reason, Jeff really wanted to do this. No. It's amazing music, of course. It's from sort of the middle period of his life, Opus 69. And they're a big part of the cello core repertoire, but they're very challenging works for the pianist, too. So lucky to have a fantastic pianist with me to play.
Okay. Disappointing as arguments go, but very informative. And so what we're going to be hearing from this sonata is?
We are hearing the third movement, which has two parts. It starts with a brief introduction, slow introduction, an adagio cantabile, and it moves right into the Allegro Vivace, and this is definitely feel-good music. This is, you know, wake up and have a great day music.
Well, we can use some of that.
We sure can.
Here we go. Beethoven. And that came from his Opus 69 cello and piano, or piano and cello sonata in A, and featured live in our Buck studio today. My guests, Jeffrey Sykes, piano, and Ken Olson, cello. And Jeffrey Sykes is one of the co-founders of the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society, which has a lot of concerts going on in the next couple of weeks here in June in the area. And Ken Olson, cellist with the Chicago Symphony, with a gorgeous sounding cello. What's the pedigree of that instrument?
So I'm very, very fortunate. This is actually a cello that's owned by the Chicago Symphony, and it's a Stradivarius from 1727.
That explains it.
I've been playing on it for probably 18 or 19 years now. The orchestra received it. It was willed to them in the estate of a former cello teacher in Chicago. And they received the cello about maybe 6 months after I got into the orchestra in 2005. And it had been sitting in a basement for over a decade, neglected. It had moisture damage to it. So then it went like a year intense renovation, if you will. Like the whole thing was taken apart and put back together, basically. And I'm the lucky one that gets to play on it now.
So. Does that spoil you for playing any other cello?
Well, a little bit. But now it's been so long now that it you know, you develop with string instruments in particular, because poor Jeffrey, we were talking about this yesterday, pianists, you know,
they don't get to bond with the instrument so much.
And a lot of times they don't know what they're walking into when they show for up sure. for a concert. So, you know, string players especially develop a intimate relationship with their instrument. So hopefully I'll have many more years of playing on it. So.
Well, one of the most...
I just want to add, though, that it's not the cello, it's the cellist. So Ken would sound amazing on a cello from Walmart. And I'm not kidding you. I mean, he could play anything and make it sound magnificent. Now, this helps out. It makes it a lot easier, and it makes a lot of things possible. But it's not the instrument. It's him. So it's pretty remarkable.
Well, you've no doubt to that. But so for the next outdoor concert, it's going to be the Walmart cello.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Walmart when we play outdoors.
Why? A wise decision. One of the most expressive of cello pieces in the repertory comes from that opera Thais by Massenet, and there's no less than a conversion going on during, about 5.5 minutes of purely instrumental music. So you and your Strad are well suited to convey that, what's going on in Thais's mind.
Well, Thais is a courtesan, and she lives a life sort of dominated by luxuries and pleasures. And there's a monk, Athenael, who is trying to convince her to give all that up and to find religious salvation, basically. And this meditation is an intermezzo between the two acts, between the two scenes of the second act of the opera. And it comes right after he asks her, sort of is pressuring her to give up this lavish life that she has. And this is supposed to be like her moment of meditation, literal meditation over it. And then after this in the opera, she agrees to go to a cloister in the desert with Athenael. But she doesn't know at this point that he's completely in love with her, even though he's a monk and he's not supposed to be doing that.
No, it makes for great opera, though.
You know, there's a lot going on. But this is just, I just love this music. It's beautiful. And, you know, originally for violin with the orchestra in the opera pit. But I think it's just as good on the cello.
I would think. Meditation from Thais by Massenet, Ken Olson, and Jeffrey Sykes.
Thank you.
You have to let that breathe a little at the end there. That's the meditation from Thais by Jules Massenet, as performed by my guests during the midday today, pianist Jeffrey Sykes and Ken Olson, both performing with the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society for the next couple of weeks now. And Ken, what are you going to be playing with the organization?
Well, tomorrow, yeah, we have this sort of short musical recital that is combined with Jeff and his co-artistic partner, Stephanie Jutt. I guess just asking me some questions. I have no idea what yet. We'll find out probably in the moment.
That's the best.
We'll play this Massenet that we just played. We'll play the movement of the Beethoven sonata from earlier, the A major. And we'll also be playing the Piazzolla Grand Tango. And
Chardash.
Chardash.
Yes, good, lively, fiery
piece.
Stuff.
Yeah, a good piece. And then we're playing on Saturday, the great Schubert E-flat piano trio, which is a pretty epic work on the Saturday evening concert. So, and then a few other things this weekend.
Great, great stuff. And it's bachdancing.org. Did I get that right, Jeffrey?
Yes.
Yes, bachdancing.org. That's the best place to go for up-to-the-minute information.
Well, it's been nice touching bases with you, or touching cellos with you in your return, your annual return to perform with the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society.
Well, it's always great to see you, Norm. Thank you so much for having us on your show.
A real treat. Now, our quiz question, first the review of yesterday's quiz question, which went like this. A 1950s drill that required New Yorkers to go to air raid shelters exempted restaurant patrons for this reason. Why would that be? The concern was that they would not bother to go back and pay the bill. So, simple reason for that. Bill Bryson actually mentions that in one of his books. And here's today's question. A 3-cent stamp commemorated holders of this job once held by Martin Luther King Jr. and Walt Disney, among others. What job was that? A 3-cent stamp commemorated holders of this job once held by Martin Luther King Jr. and Walt Disney. I could add Tom Cruise to that list, too, among some others. So what job is that? You have about 27 minutes to answer that question by emailing us at midday@wpr.org, or you can call 1-800-442-7106 and give your answer to Amanda. We'll see who wins our prize just before 1 o'clock. Thanks to our engineer today, Tyler Ditter, and also to Ruth Ann Bessman for keeping things going all the way from Buck Studio to your audio device. And we'll be hearing Maurice André with the Jean-Francois Payard Chamber Orchestra and a trumpet concerto by Johann Melchior Molter right after this here on WPR.